Having holy hearts. To use a musical metaphor, Christmas and Easter are celebrated in the chorus of Lent. St. John Henry Newman notes that all of these seasons celebrate two great sacraments. For him, Jesus' birth makes us appreciate our baptismal call to be missionary disciples, who recognise that to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. St. John Henry was very familiar with the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, which invites Christ to cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. He taught that Lent offers an opportunity to grow in this desire as we respond to the spiritual themes of conversion, reconciliation, and adoration. We are challenged to become living gospels through prayer, penance, Holy Communion, and the gift of our time, talent, and treasure to those in need. St. John Henry believed that the Easter light of Christ's risen presence in every Mass shines through us to those we meet, if we are willing to faithfully reflect its rays through goodness. The more numerous are our acts of charity, self-denial, forbearance, of course, the more will our minds be schooled into a charitable, self-denying temper. The more frequently our prayers, the more humbly, patient, and religious are our daily deeds. This communion with God, these holy works, will be the means of making our hearts holy and of preparing us for the future presence of God. Newman continues, outward acts done on principle create inward habits. I repeat, the separate acts of obedience to the will of God, good works as they are called, are of service to us, gradually severing us from the world of sense and impressing our hearts with a heavenly character. Parochial and Plain Sermons 6, number 15. St. John Henry is insightful in his approach to Lent. Penances must be carried out in a spirit of love, rather than with a gloomy face and complaining outlook. He advises us to set challenging but achievable targets. If we fail to do this, we will become downhearted and eventually be led into the temptation of giving up on our chosen aims to honour Christ at this time of year. As Newman says, it is by going on quietly and steadily with the thought of him in our mind's eye that by little and little we shall gain something of warmth, light, life, and love. We shall not perceive ourselves changing. It will be like the unfolding of the leaves in spring. You do not see them grow. You cannot, by watching, detect it. So it is with our souls. Not indeed every morning, but at certain periods, we are able to see that we are more alive and religious than we were, though during the interval we are not conscious that we are advancing. Parochial and Plain Sermons 6, number 4. Let us ask St. John Henry Newman to pray with and for us this Lent and Easter. May we grow in the grace of what it is to live like Jesus each day.